One stimulus bill done, another in the works. As Congress discusses future rounds of emergency funding, the Data Coalition has called for more money for the government's data infrastructure, so all of those trillions can be tracked, and for implementing the Foundations for Evidence-Based Policymaking Act, and for a national secure data service. For more of what this would all buy amid the pandemic, Federal News Network's Jory Heckman spoke with the CEO of the Data Coalition, Nick Hart.
The coronavirus pandemic is a really good example of why our decision makers need good data. Data should be underlying every core decision that is currently being made about how to address the pandemic, how to establish new policies to ensure the American people are safe and economically as well off as possible. And so the need for this valid and reliable data has, in my mind, never been more clear than what we're currently witnessing. There are major gaps in the existing data infrastructure, some of which we've begun to tackle in recent years through big new legislation like the Evidence Act and some administrative activities such as the Federal Data Strategy. But when it comes to health data, we know there are still major, major gaps that exist. Obviously, well covered in the press at this stage that there is a shortage of testing data, for example, that helps us understand how quickly the pandemic and the virus is spreading throughout the country. But there are other indicators and other pieces of information that are going to be incredibly relevant for decision makers and understanding everything from economic impacts to eventually, in a timely way, understanding health impacts. So really what the Data Coalition is trying to quickly advocate for and ensure as a priority as our policymakers are developing these large legislative initiatives and administrative activities is that data and the need for a strong data infrastructure is front and center.
To your point there about the Evidence Act, what would further rollout of the Evidence Act look like when it comes to the pandemic?
Well, there are a couple aspects of the Evidence Act that would be especially valuable for policymakers right now if they move fast. One is the creation of these new leadership positions across government, such as chief data officers and evaluation officers. Those positions are really instrumental in ensuring the evidence that uses data as it's constructed is available for decision makers as quickly as possible. So these leadership positions are really an essential element of ensuring that all of the resources and capabilities and expertise can be allocated within agencies to ensure the data are used appropriately. That's one component of how the Evidence Act could be really useful. There are other aspects of the Evidence Act that enable new authorities around data sharing. And this is intended to be in a very privacy-protective manner. In fact, there's an entire title of the Evidence Act that's called the Confidential Information Protection and Statistical Efficiency Act. It's one of the strongest privacy laws in the world. And what it authorizes is that if you're using that authority, that you're able to do some more data sharing. So this largely applies to the federal statistical system in its current configuration. And if a regulation that is supposed to be coming out of OMB was accelerated, the federal statistical system would right now, today, be able to adopt some of these data sharing provisions Congress almost unanimously endorsed when the Evidence Act was moving and would allow us to generate statistical information, so averages and summary level details that would help us generate even more valuable insights than we're able to produce today. So that regulation is something that OMB could help push forward today. It's a regulation that OMB is the owner of and they control the substance of. If they were to push the button and make that an allowable authority for federal agencies, it would make a big difference.
To your point about data security and privacy of data, another proposal in all of this is standing up a national secure data service. I think we've spoken about that before in the context of recommendations that the Commission for Evidence-Based Policymaking came up with, but were never ultimately folded into the Evidence Act. But in the context of what we're speaking about now, how would that secure data service be valuable in this context?
So this idea of a data service was really the headline recommendation out of the Commission on Evidence-Based Policymaking. And it's one of the recommendations that was not acted upon in the Evidence Act. But if it existed today, our capability to do temporary data linkages to generate insights would be rapidly accelerated. And the goal here was that the entire design of this shared service center for government would enable increased transparency, but this data sharing capability in an incredibly privacy protective way. And while we have some capabilities scattered across the federal government and the infrastructure in place today, there's nothing that really allows as much linkage activity as we'd be envisioning here. We envisioned the data service as this ability to be cutting edge in government's application of using data more strategically and also deploying the best privacy protocols possible. Some of this might require new technologies, things that are coming quickly online, but the longer we wait to implement this capability in the federal government, the further behind we get. In the context of the current pandemic, a national secure data service would vastly improve our ability to generate the insights that policymakers need.
Looking at the proposals of strengthening usaspending.gov, how does that provide peace of mind that a level of spending on this scale is spent in the way that it's intended?
Well, when the federal government's spending $2 trillion in a package that's developed relatively quickly, the American public rightfully wants and needs to know that that funding is being used in the intended way. We have experience in similar practices from the last decade as the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act passed in 2009. We implemented some protocols for tracking the supplemental spending that was appropriated by Congress. I think what we're seeing in the current supplemental conversation around the coronavirus is very much in that same context, and that's a good thing. Accountability is going to be a major important feature of the ability of the American public to trust that these resources are being used for good purposes and intended purposes in coming months and years.
I know the Data Coalition is a valuable partner with the Census Bureau right now with the decennial census. And even with all this going on with the pandemic, the census is still going full steam ahead. Can you speak to a little bit more of the value of that data in the months and years ahead?
There's no doubt that the data being collected by the Census Bureau as part of the census will be absolutely critical for the use in evidence-based policymaking and good decision-making in coming months and years. This information that we have about the economy and the state of the population that is housed at the Census Bureau really underpins a lot of the analyses that are happening in other federal agencies or even in the private sector. For the 2020 census, we know about a quarter of the population has already responded, self-reported for the 2020 census. Obviously, this is an incredibly challenging time to conduct a census where a lot of the normal protocols are being challenged. The Census Bureau plans for a variety of circumstances that can come up through the course of executing a census. It is a very costly endeavor. The more the American public can respond online, the more accurate the data will ultimately be. And we need these data to be incredibly accurate because it is essential for our ability to not just understand movements in the population. We also use the data collected from the decennial census as the underpinning for every household survey that will happen over the next decade. So this is a really critical element for us, not just getting the insights right today, but getting insights right around a whole host of issues over the next decade. In addition, businesses are using the data collected from the 2020 census to decide where to site new firms. So these have a lot of benefits for us across society.
Nick Hart, CEO of the Data Coalition, speaking with Federal News Network's Jory Heckman. Check out Jory's story at federalnewsnetwork.com. Stay up to date on your agency's latest responses to coronavirus. Visit our special resource page at federalnewsnetwork.com.